Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, November 14th, 2019. It's 9 a.m. We're gathered for the County Admin Workshop in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. And Commissioners DeYoung and Morgan are present. First agenda item is the sheriff requesting four additional dispatchers. We have Arthur, our sheriff, and Extraordinary. All right.
Okay. Well, who's going to start?
Okay, then. So, Josephine County has an opportunity. It's been a long time coming and definitely a long time goal of the sheriff's office to increase our service hours for the patrol division. And that's really, that's the end game here. That's the end game. Increasing our service hours does not make us complete. It does not make us whole. It does not make us, it's not where we want to be as far as in the future, but it's a step in the right direction. It's basically just a positive move forward once again for the sheriff's office and the citizens of Josephine County. We're working 12 hours a day, 12 hours in a 24-hour period. We're going 7A to 7P. That leaves Oregon State Police to cover the emergent calls for service from 7P to 3A. And they've been doing that. They've been doing that for, 6 or 7 years now, I think since 2012. And that's not good for Josephine County in that what it does is it takes away their mission to the highways, the byways of Josephine County, take the drunk drivers off the road, stop the fatal crashes on 199, of which we are all very aware there's been numerous. So in doing so, what my proposal is that the Oregon State Police has offered to cover dispatch services for Josephine County Sheriff's Office from January 1 to July 1, graciously offered to do that at no cost.
State Police Dispatch?
Yes.
Okay.
They've offered to cover our dispatch services for those 6 months. In the meantime, what I need to do is I need to ramp up our dispatch services. I'm looking at going to 20 hours a day in a 24-hour period. We're now at the staffing level to where we can pull that off. It is not a beautiful thing because it does spread us a little more thin. Our calls for service are going to be, our response times are going to be probably a little less during the day. But what it does is it allows our citizens to be served by the sheriff's office, which they deserve to be and should be for 20 hours a day at least. The last 4 hours of the day would be an on-call type situation where if there's something major, our deputies would be called out away from home, hence why they have take-home cars. So to do this, I need to hire dispatchers. That's the shortfall in our sheriff's office. We're still hiring a couple more patrol. We're still training some. Two just cleared off of FTEP. Three are in the academy right now. But as we grow, we've set the schedule up to where we can pull it off. And so I need dispatchers, and that's the request here. The price for dispatchers for 6 months, Aurora, is
$169,000 for January.
Why is it 6 months?
For January through June.
Because we're halfway through the fiscal, almost halfway through the fiscal
Thank
year.
Thank you. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's all right. So January through June to the end of the fiscal year. And then the following year, the total would be for a 12-month cycle.
About $343,000.
So that's basically the request. I've contacted our fine finance director, Arthur O'Hare, who is here with us, and I have been informed, I'm just buttering the bread, and so I've been informed that those monies are potentially available for that, and I'll lead segue into your portion.
Okay.
Keys to the kingdom, what do you say?
Well, like I told you, that it's up to the board. If the board decides that this is a priority, then you know, we can look to funding. The funding is general fund. That's where the money would come from, is general fund. Last week, I presented to the board a little bit of a overview of the general fund and what the status of the general fund was. My suggestion would be that if the board says that this is what they want to see happen and they want to move forward on this, our current marijuana dollars, the 17% that the state sends in, as I showed last week, we still have approximately $360,000 budgeted revenue more than budgeted expense. The board has focused in on using those dollars to support law enforcement, code enforcement, legal support for the land use issues. So I think that that funding that is available in the budget would be appropriate to allocate toward law enforcement.
So. I thought this was because two of the positions didn't get filled, so there's money.
This is the marijuana money, no.
Because we had routed it for two more school resource officers.
I think those are filled. Those are, at least in the budget, we have them filled.
Correct.
Yeah.
So this isn't taking those and switching it to dispatch?
No. Not as far as the budget is concerned, yeah.
No.
Okay.
And we do currently have one acting school resource deputy who's in the schools.
Nice.
Right. I'd like to get another one. I don't foresee that happening due to personnel, at least for another year. But it is you know, a plan. We need two, at least two.
Well, we got three funded.
Yeah, I know.
It's
the back end of that that's the hard part.
No, I hear you. Hiring and training is what everybody is facing. We were talking just a little bit before about how city's got five dispatchers in training right now, and they had just said how they were at full staffing, not in the last year. So I mean, it seems
turnover.
Yeah, everybody's kind of facing it. So
we just conducted a hiring process. We had one dispatch position we needed to fill, and I'm interviewing next week for candidates. And at the sheriff's interview, so we were quite fortunate. It took us over a year to find one qualified individual. So, and she's currently at the academy. But
so this money here, does it jeopardize any current program?
Correct.
Okay. Looking at in your crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are relying so heavily on the bales of money that come in from the marijuana industry, in the change in the marijuana industry and the fact that a lot of the medical people aren't growing medical anymore, all of a sudden their patients got well, I guess.
Rec
and now
is
they're
switching
all doing
too.
Hemp, huh?
Rec is also switching.
Yeah.
Recreational so, as well.
Yeah. So. What is that going to affect our future? In other words, we get $1,085,000 last year total in marijuana dollars. Are we going to, is that going to be 700,000? Do you see a projection there of that?
As far as we can tell now, the marijuana money is coming from dispensary sales. So it was never medical. It was never dependent upon the
but
medical.
But let me ask you a question. It's a percentage of sales.
Correct.
So if, for instance, the product goes up, this is where it's basically a sales tax.
Yeah.
If that product is a dollar, and over a course of a year it goes to $1.50, you get more. You get 17% of $1.50, not 17% of a dollar. So
Correct. You
go up at the same rate. Mm-hmm. That inflation goes up with a sales tax. Do you see the price of what do you call it, smokable flour? Do you see the price of that going up in the dispensary? Is anybody tracking the dispensary to say, you know, our retail sales are up, or our cost per bud is up?
I saw something in. On the news the other day, and the news is the news, that the prices have leveled now. They dropped in the dispensaries, but now have risen and leveled. So,
well, I know they were down because of the glut in the marketplace, but now that everybody has turned to growing hemp for $1,500, we don't get squat out of that. That's permit fee with the state, and does hemp? Is that in with our percentage
anyway?
It is.
So you're partially right that the money that we're getting is off of dispensaries, but it was also, the last formula change also included a percentage of canopy.
Well, you're correct. It's half and half. Half is dispensary, and I think that was the
point. So that's the portion that we're impacted by. If they switch to ODA, there's
well,
no
half
tax.
Was production and yeah. processing.
So what? Only on recreational licensed grows
right.
are they counting that canopy?
Right.
So if they've switched from rec to Oregon Department of Ag and they're growing hemp, that may be excluded from that percentage.
Because there's no canopy requirement on hemp. What I'm understanding, just in talk on the street, is the reason a lot of these people that were growing marijuana before and jumping through all of these hoops and hurdles and they're now saying, why am I doing any of that? I can grow the same thing. Nobody knows the difference, and it's $1,500 per site. So I can have 80 acres out here on Merlin Galise Road for $1,500, and nobody's a wiser.
Right.
Nobody's going to come and check it. Sheriff can't tell by driving by on the road because we went to a class on that at the federal building, by the way, and those are the people that know. Yeah. And so they just went from being medical and all of their cardholders and all their patients. What are their patients doing? Smoking their T-shirt or something? I don't know.
The future of the industry is...
We don't have any studies on that.
Know. Yeah, we don't know the future of the industry. I think for the immediate future, we've been conservative in our revenue estimates.
Okay.
You know, we brought in 1,090,000 last year. We're budgeting a million. Chances are we're going to get slightly above that number for this current year.
The chances are just as great that you're going to get 70% of that.
Possibly. I don't know that the demand is going down at this point in time. At least I haven't heard or seen where the demand for that is going down. So,
but if we don't get anything off of hemp, where we were getting something off of medical, and the medical people say, I'm just not going to mess with that anymore because it's just not worth my while. I can grow the same product, call it hemp, and bail it, and I can ship it across state lines, and nobody's the wiser.
On the production
all
side.
All I got to do is quit. All I got to do is hopefully not get caught.
We both have to leave at 10, so
yes,
bringing it back to, for now, we're hoping.
Nicole, would you please put my soapbox back behind the counter again?
I'm just saying.
I've been ordered off of my soapbox at the record show. I am doing what the chairman wants me.
Okay. So Aurora indicated earlier that we have some people ready to go. So you'll get right on. Training's going to potentially hiring us sooner than later.
Literally immediately. I have
because there's an open position, so you're already interviewing. Therefore, you have a chance
the
to
process
see.
Process is already underworks. So underway.
Yeah. Pretty
sure of yourself, aren't you?
No, I needed one anyway.
I'm kidding.
I would never undercut the board.
We know that. On the surface.
Again. No, I'm just kidding. okay, so Dave, you have my support on this. We have to do it. We know we don't have money. Sorry, Sheriff.
No, it's okay. My mom calls me Dave too.
She's a good woman.
She's a great lady.
you have my support. I assume you have Dan's. I know that.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you've got my support.
Good to know that. Thank you both.
Does this go to the weekly business session?
When we get to the point of actually doing the position requisition and adding these positions to the budget, because they're not in the budget, yes,
correct.
It will go to the weekly business.
I
think I heard JJ in the back. Is that
yes?
Can we get
no? It was somebody
them?
Else with red hair and beard.
Yeah.
Can we can pull together the PRs in time? Yeah, I think we can.
Whatever we got to do to move forward.
Correct.
Give me the
okay, we'll do
to
that.
Move forward.
Just
with the understanding,
session.
We don't have the money past.
I understand.
We're all in the same boat together.
Yep.
We're all looking for ways to find the revenues.
Yep.
We're all going to be working together on that.
But I just think it's important we just keep moving
correct.
Forward the best we can. If we get punched in the mouth later, then so be it.
The only other thing I would add is I still hear from one of my uncles, their family had 5 motorbikes stolen back in way before you were ever with Sheriff's Office. Perfect handprints. full detailed on the windows, and the deputies didn't collect prints because state police wasn't processing at the time. And they, every time the sheriff's office funding comes up, they're like, well, they didn't do a good job with what they had. Why would I want to do more? And I said, because we're trying to do better today. And I'm, you know, we're always constantly fighting that whole thing, which you are aware of. So with spreading out so thin to 20 hours, our messaging just needs to be clear how we're doing it for the sake of people realizing. You know that, but how can we make sure that we're helping with that messaging? Because I don't want to go backwards with people's trust where...
Absolutely.
I always, when they tell me that, I'll say, well, it's a lot better than it was before, isn't it? Yeah, we didn't see you there for a number of years. We never saw a sheriff's car.
And
we see him everywhere now.
Your concern is my concern, and I'm very aware of that publicity and the marketing that we need to do to make this work, because absolutely we cannot lose the trust that we've gained back in the last 4 years. So I'm very aware of that, and that's on my
team. I only bring it up so we can help.
That's very important. Thank you.
So
we'll add this to the
we don't have a weekly WBM business next week.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're back the 27th, day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So that will be where it's at.
We can move with that. I mean, if we know we have the support.
As long as we have our blessing, just getting the... I don't think we're going to get any...
Well, you're not going to get anybody hired by...
No, I'm not.
In 1 week or 2 weeks.
No.
So. And then we can always pull it if anything
changes. We'll need somebody to dispatch the turkey.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Just so you know, a conversation came up yesterday. 911 offered to share their core for their computers. And so Ryan is going to follow up with you and Kristen with 911 about the radio purchasing. Because Jackson County or ECSO over there, and the one over here, both of their systems can cover each other and be redundant back. And they say it was enough to help, and we can maybe spend half the cost on the radio. So that would be money saved potentially that could go towards something else.
Because we approved that last night.
Interesting. Okay.
So we did still move it forward, but Ryan, we just yesterday, they said, have you guys considered sharing a core with us? And I'm like, I know people have been talking for months about purchasing and stuff. So it was offered yesterday. Ryan was going to follow up to see if it's enough, because you guys were ordering a redundant core on your own. But if you have a redundant and city's got a redundant, or 911 has a redundant, not city, and Jackson County, we may be able to, they suggested we could get away with a half core and still meet our needs and save money. So Ryan's going to follow up with you and look, but we did approve going forward, and he would just verify with us what he's going to end up doing.
The proposal was on the table.
Great. Right. No, good.
It'll affect you too, nice. Nate, but I mean, because the Corps serves y'all. But just so you know, if there's more conversation, it's because just yesterday they said, we think we can cover you guys, and you should share with us and save money.
Well, great. Great.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next is Department of Business under Community Corrections with a grant award 2019 DC BX006 with the Bureau of Justice Assistance for Josephine County and Josephine County for Josephine County Drug Court. We have Nate Gowran, our director.
Good morning, commissioners. Thanks for taking some time putting us on the agenda today. I have good news, and we're hoping that the board ratifies this particular contract with the Bureau of Justice, which is a federal grant we were awarded. In partnership with Choices, as well as our drug court, we applied through Community Corrections for $500,000, and we were awarded that grant to be distributed for the next 3 years from October 1st, 2019 through September 30th of 2022. Community Corrections will be receiving approximately $17,600 of that particular grant, but the vast majority is going to go to Choices at a tune of $368,700. The courts will receive $87,000, and there is a budgeted item for travel and training to the National Alcohol and Drug Court Program at $26,700 for a total of $500,000. This particular contract has gone through legal and it has been approved as to form. And we're requesting that the board approve this and ratify this particular contract for $500,000.
And this was expected and budgeted too, correct?
Yes, yes. This was in my CCA plan presentation a couple of weeks ago that the board had ratified as well. So we received the notice of the award in September, so we were able to get that into our plan.
The only question I have is there any impact with the CCO changes coming that Choice's parent company is still up in the air?
I don't know if that's been publicly released. If you're asking, I can answer what I know, but
I've heard where they're looking to try to partner to try to keep going, but I don't, it doesn't affect anything with the administration of the grant.
No. Okay. The monies are going to be going to Choice's, which from what I understand, Choice's is going to make some administrative shifts. They're no longer going to be underneath, I think it was Primary Health. So for this particular grant, no, there won't be any impact in terms of operations.
Okay.
Because of any of those changes, so.
I'm okay.
Me too. So you said you were looking for us to sign this. Is there a deadline that it has to be signed by a certain date?
Not necessarily. We already have pretty much the operations in place and the all of the staff that are in place for drug court, so there won't be any hiccups if you're asking for a delay in the signing. I noticed from the prior agenda item you weren't going to be able to have another meeting until the 27th.
Correct.
So that would be fine.
I don't think we're too crowded on the 27th.
No. I was just thinking that it's 2 weeks out. So are you able to wait? The other thing is in the packet, there's not a signature sheet. There's not a, as far as what exactly we need to do to accept. So I just thought I'd.
It's on page one.
Sorry, it was late in the scan.
You were looking at the end, like kind of where I normally
would be. I started at the beginning.
It's on page one. Why didn't I think of that?
Oh, you're right. Under the black bold right there.
Signatures. It's right there by the word signatures.
You know how you're scrolling and you get this much and then you scroll and it pops?
Yeah.
There we go. All right, so right on the front.
Need this to be presented at the weekly business session?
Well, that's what I was trying to verify.
Okay.
As far as if it's something that it probably should, just for the sake of doing business in public.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had a deadline that you needed it to go sooner. Okay.
No. If I may, I won't be in attendance on the 27th.
We can cover you.
Okay. Thank you.
Between Dan and I, we can get her.
Okay.
Write something up.
We've done this.
I'm a good reader.
You know, his summary here is really good. That's already on this face page of it. It's thorough.
Okay.
And, I mean, we've done this for...
We can do that.
This is an ongoing grant.
I think
Is it not?
It's not an ongoing grant. It's something that
you have to keep applying for. I understand, but you keep applying.
It's the same program.
Yeah.
But in this particular grant, we're able to expand some more services to our families that are in drug court. Not just the participant, but we're able to extend some of those resources for their children and maybe their spouses as well. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Next up is HR. We have an order number 2019-068, a matter of administrative policies and procedures for Josephine County for the purpose of conducting business on a daily basis personnel policy. This one's easy. We have a policy that I found a typo on because I was looking for the second part of a policy and I couldn't find it in the book, and we just realized it was just missed by a digit.
Okay. Yes. Easy peasy. Actually, normally this would go to a Wednesday because policy changes, we like to have public input potentially. This is just a fix of an error, so I dated it for today, so I'm actually looking for a signature today. Again, it's just an error. It's supposed to say referencing this policy, and it referenced a policy that doesn't exist. So it's F7 versus F4. So it's a very small, non-substantive change. So that's all. It is super simple. The second item.
Hold on. So I would entertain a motion to approve order number 2019-068 approving the typo.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. We'll get it signed today.
Perfect.
Okay, second item is request for position addition in transition. Sorry, in transit.
In transition to the next topic.
Transition to transit. You know, it's funny because I was reading ahead about what was here and stuff, and I was telling Martha earlier that it's like, okay, Scott says he needs another employee and he's got the money to do it. I'm like, okay, let's go.
And this is to help facilitate their Saturday service. They need another dispatcher to do that. Self-funded program, they have the money to do it, and it'll help provide better services.
As we expand our transit service, I think it's a definite need.
Yeah.
And we are looking forward to have evenings and Saturdays.
Why don't you, we can just put you on twice. Time the hours? No.
No.
I have hard pass on that one.
Yeah.
That
was a lot.
I know he was trying to do it with just one. And then realized,
yes.
So he was trying to wait to ramp up and to see if he needed it or not. So
yeah, after we were we were talking about it, and we said, you know, we have to add evenings and then Saturdays, and then to be able to cover all the hours, and if someone's out, you know.
Right.
So.
So does this one need to go to weekly business session?
It is a brand new position, so it will.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be approved today. We can move it a couple weeks, and we can, if you provisionally approve it today, we'll move forward with the recruitment, but it won't be filled for way after that date. So
I'm fine.
I'm okay with that.
With it too, moving forward. And so it would be the 27th. I think the explanations here, the additional page are enough that we could cover it that day too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're right up against Thanksgiving, and we're going to be here anyway. So, I mean,
yeah, okay.
We can do that.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for covering.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know. I was like,
okay, so a couple things have come up. Letters. Oh, so the next one's other business and then board business. Two things. So our state legislature traditionally funds mediation in our areas. And for the last few years, every year they ask us, do you want to put out a bid and see who wants to respond? And there's only ever one person that responds. So we just said, no, you do the hiring, and it always goes to the same group.
Right.
But they cut the funding by 20%.
20%. Did they say where the 20% went to? What are they doing with the 20%?
State legislature just moved it to other programs. And so the local program is asking us to write a letter of support, asking them to for the state to fund it so they can continue providing. They're the only operation that does this locally, and they were preparing to hire somebody and then stopped because of the cuts in programs. So they're asking for program support.
Yeah, we'll just write that off. I'm in favor of it.
Okay, so
letter of support. Can we just sign this here?
Sure.
This is the one going out?
That is one. And then the other one I wanted to, I don't have it on our letterhead yet, but I wanted to, I got a letter from Colleen Roberts. So Senator Wyden has sent a letter trying to expand the wilderness area in our area. And any wilderness area expansion is further causing restriction in fuels management. We can't get in there and manage the forest. And so the fire risk is higher in wilderness. And so they asked that we join Jackson County and trying to oppose this expansion. And I reached out, I forwarded the information to Wally asking if he could help with a letter. He suggested I reach out to Nick Smith with Healthy Forest. And he said he would help with a letter.
Where does this go back there? In Washington, D.C., if it's widened, is it? What department does it hinge on back there?
Well, he is, hold on, I'll find it for you. Sorry, my computer is being slow.
I mean, who expands that wilderness area? Is it BLM?
Congress.
Congress.
So there is Oregon Recreation Enhancement Act is what he's calling it. And Senator Wyden sent it to the chair of Energy and Natural Resources. And the ranking
member. Natural resources, when they do that, when they can encapsulate that, natural resources should push back on that.
Correct. So, but
because
if they,
they're not doing, they're
but
not
if they
pushing
hear
that.
From the Oregon senator that they want to do this, and nobody from Oregon sends anything back saying,
"Well, I get that.
Yeah.
We need to push back because the Oregon senator is not representing us in this area."
Correct. So we need to send a letter to the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee asking that it not be expanded.
Are they Republican? Or is that committee is going to have probably bipartisan? Is the chairman Republican or a Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. We need to tell him that we are Republicans. We're not Portland here. We're Oregon. I found that to be very, very helpful. When you're a Republican in Washington, D.C., and somebody says, "I'm from Oregon," it just blanks off, because Oregon is thought of back in Washington, D.C., that we're all blue.
I understand. So we will have to craft a letter. Our positions that we're elected for are nonpartisan.
Right.
But getting the message across that...
That his constituents, the Republican constituents here, which is vastly the majority.
I would recommend that our messaging need to be about the fire management,
right, exactly,
and the cost of fire and everything else. And so I just wanted you to know that I'm going to be asking and bringing a letter back for signature. I have the letter that Jackson County wrote. I can share that with you. And
yes.
And we can draft something similarly, and...
No, I think it's very important that we do that. As a county.
I will... Let's see.
Is any of that in the ONC?
I don't know.
We need to look that up, because maybe we'll get something from the ONC board, too, also.
True. BLM and U.S. Forest Service oppose the expansion, are concerned with it, but they can't necessarily...
Oregon Department of Forestry?
I don't know if they've weighed in. So, and they maybe have no say over federal designation of those areas.
Well, we don't have any say either, but I mean, I think a letter of support to say, hey, this can't happen because we're not...
They can't advocate.
They can't. Okay.
I just printed Jackson County's letter, so what I would... I think ours can be shorter. I'd like to get it to a one-pager, but what I think I'm looking for is blessing to... get a letter written that,
yeah, let's get a letter written.
Once written, if we approve us signing as a board.
Yeah.
So, or...
And I'll read this while I'm at it.
I'm trying to think. So essentially, if you approve, we can
yes.
Get the letter written. We'll put it out there for signature.
Yes.
Okay.
Do that. Yes. I think we need to weigh in on this.
Correct. Okay, so then the other issue, we
and
have...
Remind the commissioners over there that we're supporting something that they want. And that would be nice, quid pro quo. Nah, I'm teasing.
I know. I'm smiling.
I'm not, in a way, but I am.
No, I know. I know. Okay, so in addition... let me pull up the next one. There are several committees that meet and vote at the annual conference. Recently, we had designated Fowler, Commissioner Fowler, as, I want to say, the Federal Lands Management Subcommittee and voting member. And they are meeting and may take votes. I got an invite to go to it. You may have as well. It is Wednesday at 7 a.m.
I won't be there until Wednesday about noon.
Okay.
I'm not going up Tuesday. I'm going up Wednesday morning.
Okay, and my first meeting is at 11 on Tuesday, so I'm going up first thing Tuesday morning.
Okay.
To be there by then, the 11 o'clock meeting. So, I'll,
okay. So if you can be there to vote, can you do that on Wednesday morning?
I can. I need a designation and official vote from the board that I could be that voting member.
I move that you become the voting member in Darren's stead.
Okay.
And attend the meeting with what is it? You'll be a proxy vote?
Okay.
Attend the proxy.
I'll second that. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so Federal Lands Management, and we can have something sent up to Susan Morgan, just letting you know. The other one is the Council of Forest Trust Lands. Last year, they had designated me as the voting one on there, but if you would like to be that member...
when is that one?
That one is Thursday at 7:30. That one's the State Forest Lands, the Council of Forest Trust Land Counties, that Dave Yamamoto is the chair, and so
I'll do the Thursday morning one.
Okay, so I am going to I'm going to make a motion that Commissioner DeYoung be Josephine County voting delegate on the Council of Forest Trust Lands Counties at the annual meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so
you got those two covered.
Yes, I am going to send an email to Susan Morgan of both those votes that I'll cover the federal forest lands. You'll cover the Council of Forest Trust Lands.
Yep.
Okay, so those are done. I also got an invitation from the Southern Oregon Timber Industries Association board. I attended some meetings that I got invited as the fire person, but they're doing a holiday dinner. Matt Donegan, the chair of the Wildfire Council, is going. Did you get an invitation? Okay. I will pass that on to staff. They want to know how many are attending from our organization. Dave Streeter goes separate. He's on that as well. Okay, we'll follow up. I don't think I have anything else. I'm going over to Sorority this morning, and I'm opening comments there.
Oh, good.
Wasn't able to go, and so they're rolling out their... That's where the data came from. More people are traveling into Josephine County for work than are traveling out for the first time in history. But the statistic that goes with that, of our eligible workforce from ages 18 to 65, only 50% of them are working. So that's why potentially more people can be coming over here, because 50% of our workforce isn't working.
Yeah.
So of the 50% left, there's more coming. I don't know, it's interesting. They're working here versus going over there necessarily, and there's people over there. But it's not a big, it's like a 1% difference.
Yeah, and it'll go up and down. It depends. What are they coming over here to work in? What industry?
I'm going
to
assume healthcare. It's the biggest industry we have over here.
Yeah.
But there's more people from Jackson County coming this way than we have going over there at this time. And I think it's the first time.
I'm wondering if we had available housing on this end, if they wouldn't move here. If they just want to live over there and work here. Are they living over there because of available housing? And no housing here? Is that why they're doing that?
I will ask.
It's a question to ask.
It is. Our housing, mm-hmm. The two things were noted in their study, that our wages and our housing mm-hmm. are way off norm. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, it is an interesting report. We'll get it to you. They only gave me draft and said I can't distribute it, but they're going to get us the final.
Okay.
But I read it so I'd have opening comments this morning at the thing. You know, that was why. But that's where I was trying to remember where I'd heard that statistic. But the other statistic that stood out to me is that 50% of our work class isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
They're all at the bus stop.
Anything else this morning?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, then we will adjourn and be back.
We don't have a meeting this afternoon.
We do not. I'll be traveling to Salem.
Okay.
So we are back on
Tuesday, November 26th.
Okay. What's Monday?
Monday the 18th.
Monday the 18th, okay, we'll be back on, yeah.
I'm here Monday, I have meetings all day scheduled throughout the day.
Monday and Tuesday, and then I go up Wednesday morning.
Okay. And with that, we'll be adjourned at 9:41.